Hello.
Dr. Kissinger.
Mr. President.
Hello, Henry. I was wondering how they, have you checked in to see how they played the Chinese thing today?
Oh, yeah, it was tremendous. It was the lead item on every... I didn't see it myself. I was with Bob Griffin, but I talked to Haig.
Yeah?
But he says it's been a tremendous thing on television. It's been the lead item on every television thing.
Rather than Vietnam, for a change.
Yeah, it's gone on and on and on.
Yeah.
And I found it helpful also with these Michigan editors.
How'd it go with them?
Well, they asked the usual questions about Vietnam, and I just said, look, we know what we're doing, and there are always more things going on, and they were very intrigued with China.
Mm-hmm.
They asked the usual questions about Vietnam. Do we think the South Vietnamese can stand on their feet? But they were not hostile.
Yeah.
They just had heard so much stuff about the Vietnamese not being able to make it, and so on and so forth.
Yeah. But this is one thing we're sure, that while we're not as confident about the Vietnamese as some may be, we're a hell of a lot more confident that the press has led them to believe. You see?
That's right. And many of them were small small town newsmen, Muskegon and Kalamazoo and Flint and stuff like that. And they were on the whole very eager to, they weren't asking hostile questions. They were asking informational questions.
Right.
We spend about a third of the time on Vietnam, a third on China, and then the third was miscellaneous stuff.
Mm-hmm. Now on the China thing, what we have to realize, Henry, is that in terms of the American public opinion, it is still against communist China, you know.
Right.
So we're not making any boasts with this.
The intellectuals and the
intellectuals will worry. They all worry about something, and But as we know, as we knew from the October 7th thing, that doesn't mean that we get much from them. It'll just worry them to think that something else is up. And the whole thing has got to be well played in terms of we don't. How about the Taiwan thing? That's sort of worrisome. I don't know a damn thing we can do about those. Or
what Taiwan thing?
Well, I mean, they're concerned about what we've said.
Right, but they haven't expressed it yet, have they? I don't think so.
Oh, I think there was something in the paper indicating that Taiwan was concerned.
Well, but that's inevitable. They have to say that. And Bob Murphy going out there, I think, will... of course they'll be concerned. It's, it is bound to be a worrisome thing to them.
Well, Henry, the thing is, an historic change is going to take place. It has to take place. And it better take place when they've got a friend here rather than when they've got an enemy here. Because
it's a tragedy that it has to happen to Chung at the end of his life.
Yeah, but...
But we have to be cold about it.
Yeah, we have to do what's best for us.
And in the long term, it is essential for the values that he represents that there be continuity in our government here.
Yes, and that he has here an administration that is not going to just stand by and let Taiwan go down the drain. We're trying to hold our position as best we can.
Exactly.
And,
for every reason, we've got to have a diversion from Vietnam in this country for a while.
That's the point, isn't it? Yeah.
And we need it for our game with the Soviets.
Yeah, yeah.
And it would be absolutely impossible. We would be doing the Soviets the greatest favor if we rejected this overture, and we would get nothing for it. It would lead to tougher relations between us and the Soviets rather than easier.
That's right. That's right. That's what they'd like for us to do. They'd like for us to sort of slap the Chinese in the face, but we're not doing it. We're not going overboard, but we're saying, well, they open the door, we'll open the door.
That's right.
And
actually now one would have to expect a hiatus of a few weeks.
Oh, of course, nothing's going to happen for a while, but that's all right. Just let this rest a while and let people, you know, mutter around about it for a while.
And of course, with some luck, we'll get some nibble on the Soviet front now.
Yes, we might.
Well, it isn't even luck so much. It really logically ought to happen.
It ought to happen logically, that's right. If they are at all logical, they're damn well better, or they're a lot more rigid than we and stupid.
I mean, there's nothing new they're going to learn about salt. They're either going to move on that or not.
That's right.
The other one, Summit, we've been kicking around for a year.
I talked to Coulson, and I told him to do what he could. Dole was in and said that both Case and Brooke were making speeches on the floor today about a necessity to set a date and all that sort of thing. And I said to get hold of Brooke and tell him to keep shut for a month. You know, that's all you can ask of Brooke. And without promising a thing, just say, look, just tell him, just wait a month. And then wait, you know what I mean? You can't expect him to do more than that.
Right.
But if we
actually, it doesn't make any difference what Case and Brooke say, because they've been saying that for a year.
True, but if we could just get a few of our own to quiet down and... it's very important. And the other thing, as I said, is to, and you've got to talk about this too, is the whole thing of Ed Dole expressed is the POW wives. We must not let them go off on a tangent here.
Well, that's why we've got to keep that residual force thing alive.
I know that, but I meant they've got to not bite on one of these withdrawal programs or something like that, you see.
I don't think they will.
Well, don't be too sure. Just remember, everybody's working on them. And, we've got to just watch that as closely as we can.
Well, I'm seeing them again in the middle of May, and if there are any danger signs, I'll see them before.
Yeah, but we don't want them to move before then. You think,
So, but what makes anyone think they're moving?
Well, Dole was concerned about it. You know, he sees and hears from them and so forth, and we just don't want these gals who have so much at stake,
yeah,
and their husbands and so forth, they just can't throw it down the drain just for that.
That's right. Well, McGovern has been after them. I know that, and I wouldn't be surprised if Clifford also were.
He's working on them, that's right.
Yeah.
But let's keep our eyes very closely peeled on that, and meantime, we'll work the other things as well as we can. Okay, Henry, thank you.
Right, President.